Wisdom, sought after by so many, is often found in the words that fall from a little child. I once found an essay Jerry had written. Its title, The Trouble with the World. A pretty big problem for a little fellow, I thought, until I read it. This is what Jerry said.
The world has a lot of troubles, and the reason why is that people can't see through their glasses. Their bifocals are steamed up. Nobody sees where they're looking or looks at what they're seeing. Like when Abraham Lincoln was a young fellow, people used to laugh at him because he was homely and gawky and he had a wart on his face. Their eyes only saw the wart. They didn't see the greatness inside of him, his gentleness, and his love for his fellow man. That's the trouble with the world. People look, but they don't see. They're so busy looking for the wrong things about each other that they don't see the good things.
That was the essay. Something we'd all do well to think about. And I asked Jerry how he discovered it. And he explained.
Well, you see, Winch, I got the whole idea from Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, he's my friend who sells newspapers on the corner.
Oh, yes.
And Joe always sees the good parts of everything. Like he's always saying what a nice day it is. And he's got a scrawny-looking rose in a pot. But to him, it's beautiful. And he's got a little girl who's all crippled up. But all he sees is that she has the prettiest smile in the whole world.
Well, it's nice to be able to see things that way, Jerry.
Yeah, but that's what I don't understand. You see, Joe really doesn't see things. Well, not like you and me. You see, my friend Joe is blind.
Does seem strange, doesn't it? Your friend Joe hasn't got eyes, but he sees. And many of us have eyes and never see lots of wonderful things. But that's because Joe sees with his heart. And if people would only try, they'd find you can see more with your heart than you can with your eyes.